Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the foreign leaders of Germany and Spain, even the president of the European Union, are calling on the people of France to vote for independent centrist Emmanuel Macron. After yesterday's vote, Macron and Marine Le Pen, the far-right candidate who took over her father's party, will face off in a runoff May 7th, the first time in France in almost 60 years that no candidate will be from a mainstream party or have more than a couple members of their own party in parliament. That's something we heard from NPR's Eleanor Beardsley this morning. She's back. And Eleanor, give us your reaction to voices across Europe today telling the French how to vote in the runoff.
Well, right. I mean, this race was really a big thing outside of France. People looked at it as, is Europe going to survive? Because if France, a founding and keystone member of Europe along with Germany, left, analysts were saying the bloc would not survive. So Europeans were watching this election closely, and they're just applauding Emmanuel Macron's first place and watching it very closely.
Well, is that going to backfire? I can imagine voters in France don't want to be told what to do.
No, I don't think it's going to backfire. Le Pen will probably try to use it because she will say, you know, Macron is the candidate of globalization. He's the immigrationist. So she'll definitely, you know, play that up. But generally, the French have been pro-European. It wasn't like the British, who always had this strain of anti-EU sentiment.
Yeah. Well, let's back up for people just saying, wait, what happened in France? Because it has been chugging along for a while. There are 11 candidates going into yesterday's first round voting. We have now Macron and Le Pen. Macron, he's been called an outsider, but he was economy minister under the current French president, Hollande. He quit and formed his own movement, En Marche. Forward, onward. What does he represent to voters?
Well, he was more than an outsider. 3 years ago, no one even knew him. And President Hollande just cherry-picked him and made him economy minister. He's a former investment banker. He's a very smart guy. And then he quit after 2 years and formed his own party. People are still pinching themselves, his supporters, that he's here in this place. Part of it was obviously because the mainstream conservative was scandal-ridden, and probably a lot of his supporters went to Macron. Anyway, he represents for people a total change, out with the old, in with not only someone who is not from one of the major parties, but someone who is a generation younger. He's 39 years old, someone who has said, I am pro-Europe, I am pro-business, I want France to be innovative, risk-taking. And so people feel that he has a whole new way of looking at the future. He says he has the way to tackle the problems of the 21st century. The left and right, their solutions don't work anymore. So people really want something new with him.
Yeah. Then you have Marine Le Pen of the National Front Party, her father's party. He made it to a runoff years ago, but he was blatantly racist, anti-Semitic. Her job, we understand, has been to soften that image of her party. Did she do that, or did she, you know, is she still appealing to her father's voters?
She's appealing to her father's voters because it's still the party, but she was very upset by his rhetoric. It was a huge problem. You know, he would make, you know, his anti-Semitic and his xenophobic statements. She expelled him from the party in 2015, and they've had a real rupture. They do not speak anymore, and some people say, oh, it's fake just to make the party look like it's really reformed, but I've talked to people who know them, analysts, and they say, no, this is a real rupture. And so she has made the party more mainstream. She has attracted more women, more regular middle class, you know, lawyers, researchers. I've been to her rallies. They've changed. The people there are completely mainstream, a lot of them. And before that, you would see very angry blue-collar workers, people, you know, with maybe not higher education at her rallies. Now you see all kinds of professionals and just, you know,
well,
business people.
She's still very anti-immigration, very pro-tough stance in fighting terrorism. So we'll see how this unfolds.
Very soon, two weeks.
Yeah. So what's happening right now? I mean, are they starting out again?
Round two is starting, and it's starting rough. She has already called Emmanuel Hollande. She's linking him to the very unpopular, very, you know, considered unsuccessful French president. She says he's the candidate of globalization and immigration and investment bankers and the U.S. banking lobby, and she is the candidate of the people.
So very important issues here, serious consequences to this vote. We know that, Eleanor, but we have to ask. Macron is married to his former high school teacher. In France, I'm sure no one blushes, but we're reading that he wooed her when he was just 15. She was 24 years older. She says she resisted him until he was, I think, 18. She had a husband, three children. She left for him. Does anyone care about that there? Is that an issue?
No, they do. It's very unusual, and it, you know, it raises eyebrows. But she is constantly with him. She was with him last night. They are definitely together. I've actually seen them on the weekend walking in a park holding hands. But, this has stirred, you know, rumors that maybe he has a secret other life, and there have been conspiracy theories on the internet. But, yes, that's the case, and we're going to have a 63-year-old first lady if he makes it, and he's 39.
Well, let's see. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Eleanor, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Robin.